Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening...
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
You are now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Romaran, Chino Liao, Emil Nate joining you tonight on the second half of this week's live stream episodes. On this particular half, we talk about the latest in NXT and AEW. So let's get right to it. Right, let's move on to NXT. Maraming ganap because Vengeance Day happened over the weekend. First, the big turn that everyone expected to happen has happened. Carmelo Hayes finally turned on Trick Williams. Marami siyang sinabi. He copped to being the attacker from all those months ago. And then he said he was jealous. And then, you know, he also said that Trick wasn't on his level. Tapos sabi niya, Trick was only just his hype man, which was originally the thing. But Trick got better and Trick got over and Booker T made ad-libs, became his hype man. So he's over like Grover now. And to start off, this is the best Melo ever. This is still the best Melo, yeah. I say. The face thing just wasn't working. It wasn't him. And now that he's turned up the asshole-ishness, talagang bagay na bagay sa kanya. So what do you guys think of the turn and everything that happened?
Yeah, si Carmelo Hayes, for those of you that don't know, or maybe you do know, gets the catchphrase of his from OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
They both call themselves him. Yeah. And si OBJ in the NFL world, medyo mayabang talaga ka. Yeah, and that's where Carmelo Hayes gets it from. Kaya nung face siya, ang hirap paniwalaan because he's still a little cocky but not to the point where it's believable that you'd root for him. You know what I mean? Like, he's still a baller, but that's his whole thing. But he's not that well-rounded baby face that you need to cheer and root behind. Diba? So, nung nagbubuha siyang kawawa, and when Trick was getting his ups and Trick was going over, doon mo na makikita yung seeds of discontent dun sa mata ni Melo, diba? You see him. You see it. And those nuances are what I love about him. Because he can actually play up and play down what needs to be played up or down in storyline, diba? So that now that we see the turn, we saw the turn, we saw all those chair shots to the leg, dun mo na makita na he was back to his original character arc. The 360 na siya. And he's a lot better now because he's a lot more menacing now. He's a lot more dangerous now. Diba? It's a more successful attempt at what they tried to do for Braun Breaker. Diba? Nung nag-heel turn si Braun, medyo parang, ha, medyo pinit to, ha. But with Melo, I think it works better for him because he has that swagger.
Yeah, let's talk about that promo on NXT. The crowd hate him so much. Now, to a point that where I think I read something they told the crowd to stop the F word or else they would cut the feed on the show, which is,
you know, cut the feed more if they can't go on air.
Yeah. So that's how much heat Melo gained from that turn. Because everyone loves Trick. I mean, you know, you can see it in the reactions every week. So very natural lang it's Melo who has to turn heel here. And I think they did the turn well. I mean, they didn't overthink it. They did it at the right time.
They overthought it a lot.
Really? I thought they it was fine. Yeah, they didn't go overboard with it. The explanation though, I have a comment about it. I wish they medyo anticlimactic yung when he revealed that he's the one who attacked Trick. I mean, this was something that we followed on NXT TV for months. I wish they could have made more of an effort to have that dramatic reveal that it was Trick all along, you know. But instead, we just got that from a promo, kind of like how, you know, we're saying that they're copying this off of the Triple H HBK playbook. Like, if you remember, how it was revealed that it was Triple H who attacked Shawn Michaels through the parking lot. I wish you could have did something a little bit more like that. You know, yun lang. But everything else, this looks like a main event for Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, well, it's not quite the main event yet because Ilya has also made sao-sao in the whole thing because he was involved in the match where Melo was also involved. He made a stand. He said that he called Melo out. He said that it was dishonorable what he did. And he was, you know, basically throwing spit in his face, throwing sand in his eye. So that points to a possible triple threat for the NXT championship at Stand and Deliver in a couple of months. Pero, is this what the Trick Melo feud needs? Does it still need the Ilya Dragunov involvement, the NXT championship involvement? Because for me, it's a blood feud. I don't care about the NXT championship. Either guy can go after that sometime later, especially Trick. I say Trick shouldn't go up to the main roster without winning the championship at least once. I think he's deserved it. So what do you guys think? Mukhang dun papunte.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they don't need the title in the mix here. I think it is. You are correct, Ro, and you said it is a blood feud. Patayan to eh, diba? Like, it's a personal issue between two men who were friends, diba, at one point. They were brothers at one point. So hindi ko gets kung bakit kinakan pa nila i-shoehorn si Ilya. I feel like they can move past Ilya for now and have somebody else face Ilya down the road. Diba? Ang daming contenders dyan. You got your Dijax and your Joe Gacy's and whoever. Diba? Why not put one of them over and face Ilya? Diba? Or why does he have to be involved still? I think that issue was resolved in Vengeance Day. I don't think they need to revisit that, because revisiting that can only lessen the impact of the Trick Melo feud that we all want.
Yeah, I kind of agree. The blood feud itself doesn't need a title. Plus, Trick has been challenging Ilya for the title for a while now. So it would be much better if Ilya would welcome more challengers, preferably Dijak. I want them to run it again at Stand and Deliver, because their match on NXT was so damn good. Spoilers, that's going to be my pick of the week. But it's much better if at Stand and Deliver, kind of like what they did with Gargano versus Ciampa all those years ago. When they main evented the TakeOver Mania show, they didn't need the title. It was just a blood feud. You know, maybe they can involve the title a little bit later, but as of right now, I think it's having the blood feud is enough.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. They could go so many different ways with this. They could have Melo win the championship before. He did raise the championship up to end the show, to end NXT. So malay natin, maka ising it na din, especially because Melo is kind of leaving for the main roster, but at this time, you know, nobody really leaves for the main roster anymore. Everyone comes down to NXT for a spell after they've graduated. All right, let's go over to AEW. But I'm gonna from today's Dynamite. First off, Hangman and Swerve Strickland went to a time limit draw on today's number one contendership match. And now, because of that, Tony Schiavone has announced that the championship match at a Revolution will be a three-way between Samoa Joe, Swerve, and Hangman. So was this the right move? Is this the good move to milk one more, yet another Hangman versus Swerve match? I'm all for it, but I don't know what you guys think. Gino, what do you think?
I think that in the same sense that we just talked about Trick and Mello, itong Swerve and Hangman feud, in my opinion, dapat tapos na when they did that amazing death match that they did, you know, the Texas death match. I would have ended it there, right? Kasi tapos na yun, Swerve moves on, faces Joe, gets that rub, diba? So, for Hangman to still be part of the picture here feels a little forced to me, diba? I feel like he's playing third wheel here. Again, trying to insert himself in another title picture that doesn't necessarily need a third person. Diba? I don't know if it's worth going. Diba, last week we talked about heel versus heel matchups and if they're worth watching. I think in this particular instance, yes. Because one of them, maybe Swerve, might end up looking like the face in the long run. Diba? So people will gravitate towards one character regardless. And so having Hangman there as the natural babyface feels like an unnecessary option to begin with.
I will disagree. And I think this is fine. I think I called it as well. We're going to have a three-way. And their match is going to end up either no contest or a time limit draw. And I was watching this live earlier. And by the 9:20 mark, I thought, okay, this is going to be a time limit draw. And it was. I think it needed to be a three-way to do the double turn, which I think they actually pulled off. Now, in that post-match promo, Hangman was a little bit heelish. Now, you didn't beat me, so I'm not giving you your request 5 minutes pa. Because in the rankings, it seems like Hangman had the top position. And Swerve, I think, needed to beat Hangman in order to get the title shot, which hindi nga nangyari. So, but then again, Hangman didn't beat him either. So I think the three-way is justifiable for the execution of that double turn, which that was fantastic, by the way. But at that point, I was questioning myself, did we just see a double turn? Because I thought Hangman was a little bit heelish, and the crowd was really pulling for Swerve the entire match, you know? So, I think now established na talaga si Swerve as the babyface here and Hangman as the heel.
Yeah, the double turn, they've been setting it up quite subtly, quite cleverly over the past couple of months since they did the Texas death match. You would have to really observe it week to week, how both men have have acted and have spoken to really get the hint that they were headed to a double turn. And then what happened today is the talagang ano yung confirmation na mangyayari siya, because Hangman doesn't go full Magnum TA or Western villain for nothing, diba? And Swerve doesn't get cheered at every turn for nothing, diba? So I think that's the final push that Swerve needs to really elevate to the main event level. Let's just hope that he doesn't lose his edge, because the edge is not Adam Copeland, but the edge is what drove him or elevated him to that main event level in the first place.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain.
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? What? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
All right, let's move on to the next big announcement, which is a pretty big one. So Tony Khan has actually announced, the big announcement today was a big show, an episode of Dynamite next week. Next week ba? Tama ba?
No, 5 weeks from now.
That's March 13. Right. March 13.
Matagal pa.
Yes. So it's going to be a special episode of Dynamite called Big Business, and it's going to be in Boston. which is the hometown of one particular boss. So all signs are pointing to this. Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné is coming. People have been getting clowned by Sean Ross Sapp because they thought that, you know, he was wrong about her going to AEW. And eto na. She has 5 weeks to prepare. And it has to be, you know, it has to be nothing less than perfect or nothing less than big. So that's on Tony Khan as well. So
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What do you guys think? Was this the right way to go about it? You give away, you alley-oop that the show is in Boston, it's going to be themed, and kulang na lang i-announce na ako sinong parating.
Chino. I mean, honestly, wait, no, shut up. Oh, anyway, I gotta say, this pissed me the fuck off. It really did. It's like he said, oh, nandito si Sasha Banks without actually saying nandito si Sasha Banks. He wanted to fucking cock us for another 5 weeks. And then what? He's gonna do some stupid marky turn that they did in 5 weeks. Oh, it's not Sasha Banks, it's somebody else. Diba? Parang, like, just tell us already. Diba? Stop trying to look so smart and be so interesting. Diba? He's trying to keep the big surprise away from us when everybody already knows that it's an open secret. Diba? You named your show Big Business
in Boston.
For crying out loud. In Boston. Big Business in Boston. How much more on the nose can you get?
So you're saying gusto mo magulat, either magulat na lang or just straight up announce that Sasha is Mercedes Moné is coming.
Yeah, there's no need for all this at all. Diba? He could have just said, we're going to Boston. Mercedes Moné is going there, and that's why we're calling it Big Business in Boston. Tapos. Diba? You fit it in all in one sentence. You didn't need all the surprise pa tayo sa Boston. You didn't need all that. Diba? We already know what's going to happen. Parang ginagawa mo bobo yung mga tao by doing that.
I would have done the video package like they did for Nakamura in NXT. So Emil, may cock sa WWE pero dito sa AEW may edging. So what do you think of this? Do you agree with Chino?
I actually, yeah. This is something that dito first time na ginawa ni TK. Remember like 3 years ago when he announced
Rampage.
The second episode of Rampage is gonna be entitled
The First Stand. Episode of Rampage.
No, that was the second
episode of Rampage.
The first one was the Kenny versus Christian.
Oh yeah, the Kenny Christian match. Yeah.
So the second episode of Rampage is gonna be at the United Center. It's gonna be ang title niya is The First Stand. So it's the same thing, you know? Like, alam na lang lahat ng tao na kung sino yung magde-debut. Same thing here. Like, it's the worst kept secret in wrestling right now. So, ba't di niya pa tinodo, di ba?
But the First Dance promotion and marketing drove up the ratings for Rampage that time. So, would the same effect be achieved if they just straight up shown Mercedes Moné?
Oh yeah, she's a star. Okay. Like people will tune in nonetheless. Like they have been waiting for this like for months now. So whether he announced it or not, people are still gonna watch it. People are gonna buy tickets for it. So niya patinodo, di ba? Parang
I will say that announcing Mercedes Moné straight up does a better job of boosting the ratings than the stupid ass name that he came up with to try and sound smart. Like, parang, anong gusto mong palapasin? Matalino ka? Oh, maruno ako mag-pun. Ito yung tinaisip ko, joke, hint, hint, wink, wink. Diba, bang? Anong, diba? That's just dumb. Just tell us right away. Don't treat us like children.
Jasper, please audiogram Chino's rant. It's so funny. Alam mo na, Jasper. Yeah, so big business in Boston, but just big business. The show is in Boston, and you know, as ano, kulang na lang sabihin na big business banks, right? But they can't use banks. Yep. Anyway, that's a thing for Sasha. Last thing on
Mercedes Monet in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Already doing better than AEW right here. Tony.
Money in Massachusetts. Money big business in TD Bank North. All right. One more thing on Dynamite. Something big happened at, is this the end of Dynamite? Main event, yeah?
Yes, it was.
Tag Team Championship match. Big Bill and Ricky Starks versus Darby Allin and Sting. Crush na Ina. The boy and his old uncle won the Tag Team Championships. And that sets up yung final match of Sting versus the Young Bucks at Revolution, and also kind of gives away who's going to win that match.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's your last match, if it's your last match, unless you're going to do the whole I'm going to win, and then I'm going to retire, and then I'm going to vacate the championship, and then you just screwed over Darby Allin because wala na siyang partner. So, all right. First things first, did this need to happen? Did Sting need to go out as a champion? What do you guys think? Gino, let's start with you.
No, he did not need. Listen, when you're talking about Sting, you're talking about a pedigree that stretches decades. Diba? Yung mga boomers kilala natin sa Sting the same way that our generation, current wrestling fans, know who Sting is. Kasi he's laid a successful groundwork for his wrestling career. I actually was against the fact that they were building up a Sting and Darby versus Young Bucks as Sting's final match. I was always under the impression that he would be going up against Jericho or somebody in his circle of compatriots. Diba? But the fact that they're building up against the Young Bucks, okay, fine. The Bucks needed something to do, and I like this new heel Bucks that we're getting, the EVPs. So okay lang yun. But now they're putting in the titles. And I don't think the titles needed to be on Darby and Sting because, yun nga, Sting is already a main man and he's going out anyway. And tama ka nga, Ro, diba? When if Sting does win and retires eventually, then he screws over Darby. If Darby and Sting lose to the Bucks and the Bucks become champions again, then the Bucks get to be champions again. And I don't think anybody wanted to see that again. Right, I certainly didn't. And Darby loses again, setting him back in these rankings that they're trying to enforce. So parang malabo din na may championship implications tong match na to because it takes away the fact that this is special because it's Sting's last match.
I actually don't mind Sting winning the title because, you know, he's going to retire anyway. So just, you know, give him... I saw something on Twitter... earlier that said this is his first championship since 2011, so it's been a while, and he's been retired in between, so I don't mind it because the tag team division needs a reset, like honestly, like ano ba yung nangyari over the past few months that people cared about the tag team titles? So no offense to Ricky and Big Bill, but the tag team title scene has kind of been, you know, set aside in the last few months. So if you showcase the titles by giving them to Sting and Darby and have this big program against the Young Bucks, it's gonna elevate the titles once again. And pag napunta na sa Bucks, okay, so the title is a big deal again because it's on the hands of probably one of the best tag teams of all time. So I think this is going to be a win-win for everyone. Like, Sting and Darby get to have a run at the titles, and then after that, after Sting goes off into the sunset, the Bucks will revitalize the tag team title scene again in AEW.
Yeah, so Tadahashi Darby, as Pina mentioned, kasi, maybe you know, Sting retires as champion, tries to vacate, Darby gets pissed and turns on him, and that sets up the final na talaga match for Sting after how many retirements. So, yeah. All right, that brings us to the end of our topic. Let's finish a little early because I know you guys got somewhere else to be, and we want to record. We're recording after this our bonus post live stream episodes. We want to finish as early as possible. Chino, let's get to some plugs. What do you got?
Okay, so unfortunately, the next show that I have was also on the same day as Elimination Chamber. Okay. But we have a the title of the show is It's a comedians who collect show. So it's happening in February 24, Hobby Stadium in New Manila, Quezon City. It's myself, GB Labrador, and Mr. Mooman Reyes performing for that night. And the reason all three of us are together is before that show, at around 3 p.m., we are going to put up individual tables to sell off some of our things that we've collected.
Yo.
See, GB Labrador is a big toy collector. Yeah, it's basically a garage sale. GB Labrador is a big toy collector. He collects a lot of Transformers from back in the day. See, Mooman Reyes does Lego work. These are two of the cool pals, guys. I don't know if you know them. But it's a pretty big deal. And I'm going to sell off some of my comic books as well. Some of my comics from my collection. So if you can't stay for the show, if you need to make it to Skinny Mike's right after, then you can drop by Hobby Stadium on February 24 at 3 p.m. and check out all our collections. And if you want, maybe stay for the comedy right after. Tickets available for the comedy show. Tickets are available at www.comedymanila.ph. The fare before that is free.
All right. Emil, what you got?
Again, subscribe to our Patreon. Just go to our Patreon for, I write the review for the weekly, weekend AEW shows, Collision and Rampage. So there. And just follow me on all my socials and support the pod as well by following the pod on all the social media platforms.
All right, I got a couple of things to plug. First off, DexCon WrestleStorm, March 23 and 24. If you guys have not gotten your tickets yet, it is a two-day event, March 23. It is a meet and greet at Unbox in Green Hills. That was on March 24. That's the actual show day at Brawl Pit Bulusan. So tickets are still available. Early birds are still available. So all you got to do is go to dexcon.helixpay.ph. That's dexcon.helixpay.ph. Tickets are $750 for the show itself and $2,500 for the weekend pass all weekend. VIP siya. You get a whole bunch of perks. You get to meet everyone who's involved. And you get special treatment on the show itself. So please come. The Calamari Drunken Kings will be there. Chris Brooks, Masa Takahashi, and Shepre. I'll be wrestling on it as well. If you miss me, I'll be there as well. But I can't promise you as good a match as the CDK can. And Shepre, Kasaysayan is happening on April MWF. It's already been announced. The first special guest that we will have is none other than the Japanese buzzsaw Tajiri. He's back after half a year. So if you missed out on Tajiri nung June last year, ito na. Ito na yung chance nyo. Ito na yung pagkakataon nyo to watch the legend live in action. So tickets are not available yet, but please do stand by. The show is on April 24, I believe. Basta around that time of April, the second half of April. We'll correct that if it's wrong, but stay tuned for tickets kasi alam mo yun, it's a big deal. It's going to be at the UP Film Institute Media Center. It's not, it's a nice venue. It's kind of small, but it is pretty intimate. It's I believe the vibes are just like the PMCS Black Box Theater. Shout out to MJ Matic. He wants a shout out to say he wants Cody. Hey, man, what's up? Thank you for watching on YouTube, man. Yun, that's it for us this week's episode of the Wrestling Podcast live stream. Thank you so much to all the boys and girls who have helped us out and continue to help us out over on the Pod Network. Thank you as well to Babyface producer Jasper for always doing a good job on these things. He now knows us better than we do, I think, at this point because of osmosis. Jasper, you the real MVP, man. one of these days, well, he'll also come on every now and then and talk to us about wrestling. On behalf of my co-hosts, please follow us as well at RoeIsWar, at EML underscore Meister for Emil, at Chino Supersize for Chino, at underscore Stan C for Stan, at Monday Night Rowan, that's N-I-T-E, for Rowan A-S-H on Twitter. And for us, it's at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and TikTok, at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast on Instagram, and the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. That's it. Thank you once again. This has been another good episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Until then, until next week, until all our audio onlys and our next week's live stream, see you then. While you wait for it, please be good. Please stay safe, stay warm, or stay cool. It's getting warmer now. Don't be a dick, guys. Just be kind to each other, please. Don't be immature and rant to us about how we don't allow belts in our viewing parties. All right, all right. All right. Good night, guys. After eight, guys. Later, outcasts. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.